Online advertising has a problem. Unconscious bias. That is, certain ads get disproportionately shown to certain groups. Well, IBM says it has an answer. Artificial intelligence. That is, machines that learn, identify, and eliminate this bias. And advertisers are interested. Delta Airlines, Kellogg's, and several ad agencies. Let's talk to Karen Howe about it. She covers China and tech for the Wall Street Journal and previously wrote about artificial intelligence and society at MIT Technology Review. Karen, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Scott.
So let me ask you about the problem this is trying to solve, which is, as I understand it, who sees certain digital ads? I read a little bit about fast food ads, that in some cases, computer programs will target these ads so lower-income people in big cities are more likely to see them on the screen. So how does this happen?
Yeah, that's a great example that you just gave there. Basically, algorithmic advertising, the whole point of these algorithms usually is to maximize the click-through rate and maximize the bang for the buck for the advertiser. And so what the algorithm is doing is it's actually learning to predict which populations are going to be more likely to click an ad. And so as it gets more and more data, whether it's low-income populations that click on fast food or women that click on particular types of jobs, it will start taking that data and basically saying, okay, this is what the world is as it is now, and project it mm-hmm. into the future as we will continue advertising to just those people for what they've said that they're interested in today. You very quickly start getting into issues where you might not be advertising housing or jobs in an equitable way. And that's why it's a very big problem that needs to be tackled.
So now big companies like Delta and Kellogg have announced they want to eliminate this bias. So hopefully without taking us too much into the technology weeds here, how?
It's a really great question. I mean, so IBM, they have invested a few years now into essentially what they call the AI Fairness 360 Toolkit. And it's essentially this suite of tools for trying to first measure what the bias of an algorithm actually is, and then find targeted ways to change that bias. Like if you are seeing click-through rates, or if you're seeing an ad being shown to a certain population over another, you can use mm-hmm. automated software to figure out how many more times is it being shown to a man versus a woman or to one race over another. And through that, you can then figure out different ways to address that problem. Like one is to actually change the type of data that the algorithm is learning from. Or you could also just hard code the rules where you ask the algorithm to never show an ad to one population over another more than a certain proportion. These are some of like the tools that IBM has been developing, but it is sort of like an ongoing research problem.
Well, ongoing, right? This balancing that you're describing sounds like it could reduce bias. But these companies are saying they want to eliminate bias in their advertising. That sounds pretty ambitious.
Yeah, it's exactly what you're saying. I mean, it's basically marketing rhetoric. I mean, generally speaking, you can't entirely eliminate bias, but you can get pretty close to at least mitigating the most egregious forms of bias and the most unwanted forms of bias. And particularly for companies, I think what they will be most worried about is trying to mitigate the bias that gets them into legally sketchy territory where if they're suddenly engaging in certain types of pricing discrimination that's not allowed or housing discrimination that's not allowed, whatever it is, being able to mitigate it enough to be within legal boundaries is essentially, mm-hmm. I think, what these companies ultimately are trying to achieve.
Yeah, the stated goal here is to reduce human bias with technology. But I guess the question is, could these programs have their own built-in bias one way or the other? I mean, if to some degree they're learning from humans, they're learning from biased humans, no?
I think that's definitely with any kind of tool, you're going to run into this issue. But given that these tools are specifically geared towards measuring the bias and then trying to weed it out, I think the objective that's being set here is definitely a much more productive one than simply, you know, maximizing profit for an algorithm. I do think that there are some really successful ways that the research community and IBM has piloted in showing that you can actually significantly reduce bias for advertising algorithms.
That's Karen Howe, a reporter with the Wall Street Journal covering technology and joining us from Hong Kong. Karen, thank you again for the time.
Thank you so much for having me.